الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وعن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أصبح لا يهتم للمسلمين فليس منهم. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with such bounties which many people in the world have not received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have not been blessed with like how we have been. The most important bounty which Allah has blessed us with, which majority of the people in the world have not received, is iman. And this iman which Allah has blessed us with, because we received it in our homes, we were born in Muslim homes, on a golden platter, without much effort, we have not truly recognized and appreciated this bounty. Every single day when we wake up in the morning, we have to turn to Allah Ta'ala and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty of iman. Many people in the world out there who came from homes of iman, not just homes of iman, homes of sahaba radiallahu anhum, today are waking up in the condition without iman. So how much shukr we have to make every day that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with iman. Allah is allowing us to witness the morning with iman. Allah is allowing us to witness the evening with iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prophesied the time before Qiyamah, that a time will come, يُزْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. Person will have iman in the morning, by the time the evening will come, the iman will be gone. يُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُزْبِحُ كَافِرًا. Person will have iman in the evening, by the time the morning comes, the iman will be gone. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his deen for the paltry sum of this world. Respected elders and brothers, just as this picture can fit on many parts of the world, Allah Ta'ala blessed us now to go to South America. And this hadith is most apt for the people of South America who came from the homes of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, left their homes many years ago and migrated to South America for the sake of dunya, for the sake of aradam min ad-dunya. And today, many of them have been left without iman. The statistics of the people are there mentioned that in the millions, up to 10 million people from Bilad al-Sham, the Mubarak land which Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Quran, الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ, Mubarak land, in the millions people left over the period of the last 100-150 years. And today, if you ask the people there, those people who are active in the effort of deen, they say a few 100,000 remain. So this bounty that Allah blessed us with iman, every single day we have to worry about this iman. Just as people lost their iman in other parts of the world, if we will not have worry and concern for our iman, then we have no guarantee that we will live with iman. Today we have iman. We have been blessed to be in the homes of iman. But if we do not make a constant worry for our iman, every day worrying about our iman, then we have no guarantee that at the time of death, the most crucial moment of our life, we will live with iman. People have iman, people had iman, but before they left without iman. And on the other hand, we will see in those countries also, through the barakah of the efforts of deen that are taking place there, people without iman, people who don't even know who their forefathers are. Forefathers may have been Muslim, not only Muslim, may have been from the greatest of Muslims, today without iman. But just because someone's kurta, someone's topi, someone's turban, someone's movement in the path of Allah reminds them of their grandfathers, reminds them that there is some link with me and you, something that you have is linking me, is attracting my heart, they will come close, they will ask, they will say, I have love for the Arabs, I have love for the Arab culture, but I don't know why, my surname is such and such. And little bit effort, little bit questioning, little bit answers, and very quickly they're ready to accept iman. So my respected elders and brothers, the first point I would like to elaborate on today is this iman that we have, let us not take it for granted. We may have iman, we may be practicing on iman, but if we don't make a constant effort on iman, on our own iman, iman of our family members, iman of the people in our community, and iman of the people around the world at large, There is no guarantee that our next generation or the generation that follows will have iman. Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the greatest of the great. Allah Ta'ala uses them as the barometer of hidayat in Quran. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا أَمَنْتُمْ بِهِ فَقَدْ اِهْتَدُوا. People, after you bring iman, like how you all brought iman, then they will be rightly guided. Hidayat has been linked to the iman of sahaba. Hidayat and success in the akhirat has been linked to the ittiba of sahaba. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ. So sahaba, Allah Ta'ala chose them. But sahaba made effort. But generations later, people there, some are in the 38th generation of sahaba, many years later. But when, after some time, that worry and that concern came out of the lives of the children of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, then today we have this condition that many people who have the shajara with leading back to sahaba radiallahu anhum do not know how to recite kalima, do not know what is wudu, do not know what is salah. One person that was met by one of the jamaats, he only knows the word Allahu Akbar. Every few minutes he says Allahu Akbar. But besides that, he does not know anything else. But when he takes out his shajara is going back to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. So this reality that will first worry every one of us. We cannot become complacent, especially in this area, the area of Ispingo, which is known not only in South Africa, but in the whole world, because of the efforts of our pious predecessors, Haji Padre Rahmatullah and those who were with him. When we went to Brazil now, when we spoke to one of the senior shura members, he says, Haji Padre Rahmatullah was the first jamaat to come in 1968. So many years ago. What effort they made, they laid the foundations of deen in that country. Up till today, they still appreciate that the South African jamaats were the jamaats that came first to our country. At some stages, there were 10 jamaats in South America, 10 jamaats in Brazil, just making effort for deen. Very, very long-term effort, because the foundation of deen was not there. Allah Ta'ala bless our pious predecessors, those who came to this country. When they came to this country, they had worry. They came for business, they came for the dunya also, but did not forget deen. Together with establishing masjid, people in those countries also established masjids. Masjids of which are 150 years old are being found. But today no more remains a masjid. Today it becomes some flat, becomes some home of someone, becomes some museum. It does not remain a masjid. Together with building the masjid, our pious predecessors, they worried about filling the masjid. And they worried about establishing the maktab, because they knew that they will not remain for long. Our children, our grandchildren have to learn deen also. So they made effort. They put the money together. Sometimes there was no one available here. They called ulama ikram from the subcontinent to come and teach our children. And today we are on their bunyad, on their qurbani, on their sacrifice, on their effort. Today we are with iman. So we have to make a lot of shukr to Allah. The ulama mentioned that two migrations took place towards the south. One took place towards South America. One took place towards South Africa. But the difference in both these migrations was those that went to South America did not worry about their deen. They had some shock, some desire, they built masjid, but the worry for deen, effort for maktab, effort for their children was not found. That is why today there is no trace of those families left. On the other hand, Allah Ta'ala's fazl, Allah Ta'ala's karam, and only the mercy of Allah, and the efforts of our pious predecessors, that they worried that our generations, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, to a great extent, are still on iman, still on deen, still have the structures of deen. But we cannot become complacent, my respected brothers. We have to worry. We cannot become complacent that everything is happening. The maktab is happening. Salah is taking place in the masjid. The effort of deen is taking place. There are ulama, there are huffaz, there are halal organizations, bodies. Everything is happening, so for us it's okay. We got no worry. We have to have this worry that this shouldn't happen, that because we have become complacent, that these structures are taken away from us. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will be grateful to Allah, you will appreciate the bounties of Allah, then Allah will definitely increase the bounty upon you. But wala in kafartum inna adabi la shadid. If you are ungrateful, not show qadr, not appreciate what Allah has given you, then Allah Ta'ala says, my punishment is very severe. Ulama kiram mentioned, the punishment Allah Ta'ala is speaking about here is those bounties which Allah blessed you with, Allah will take those bounties away. Today we are seeing certain places that certain structures of deen which are stronger becoming weak. This is because we have become complacent. We have that worry and concern which we had initially for the sake of deen, for the effort of deen, for the effort of linking people to the ulama-i-kiram, that has become weak in us. So because of this, we are seeing some of our own structures are falling down. Some of our own structures are not as strong as they were before. So this worry and concern has to come first for ourselves. In Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions different darajat of effort, starting from ourselves, right till the last person to come before Qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent for the complete entire alam. And that effort of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was transferred to the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the worry for entire alam is upon the Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. from qu anfusakum wa alikum nara. Lil alamin nadira. Every aspect, every facet of society is our responsibility. So, inshallah, we will just mention some points which the ulama ikram who have made effort in South America have mentioned. What is the reason why the condition is such there? And if you look, compared it to our country, what Allah has blessed us with, how much shukr we have to make. The lesson is shukr. Shukr not only with the tongue. Shukr from the inside of our, the deep recesses of our heart. And that shukr to push us and to make us move, to make an effort to protect these structures and to increase them. So the first thing is the effort of deen, effort of tabligh, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see in our country from the time the effort started, alhamdulillah, there's been constant movement, constant effort, not only in our country, but the elders of our country established deen in many countries in the world. This effort has to continue, and not only continue, but has to increase. Every one of us has to take it in my responsibility. Many of us here, majority of us here, maybe one of the strongest masjid in the whole of South Africa, if not the whole of Africa. How many of us have spent time in the past? How much effort are we making currently to continue that same fervor, the same jazbah, to strive in Allah's path, to continue? My own iman has to be maintained. At the same time, I have to make effort on others. From the starting point of our mashura in the morning, right till the 4 months every year, every level of effort is a means for this iman to be maintained in our hearts and for it to spread in the world. So this is what did not occur in South America. When the people went there, they had no worry for iman. When they had no worry for iman, very, very quickly the iman left their lives. So much so, the people, they knew they were Muslim. But they didn't have the himmat or the courage to tell their children that we are Muslim. When the Jamaat went there, now they got support of people who look like Muslim, who are speaking about Islam. Then in the company of those who have iman and Islam, they started telling the family, this is who we really are, this is where we come from. But they never had the himmat in 20, 30, 40 years to tell their own family members that we are Muslim. So this effort of deen has to continue, has to increase with worry and concern, with our understanding to be our need, not the need of others. Allah will use us and accept us for others, but our own need, that I have to make effort every day, every week, every month, every year, for the sake of deen to remain in my life, life of my family members and the ummah at large. The second effort which is of primary importance, and which today unfortunately is being taken very lightly, is the effort of the maktab. The effort of teaching the children the basics of deen, the foundations of deen. People from the Arab lands, Lebanon, Palestine, Syria, other countries, Bilad al-Sham, they went to South America in millions. Today, the amount of Lebanese that are in South America are more than the Lebanese in Lebanon. That's how many of them are there. But because they didn't have a strong maktab system themselves in their homes, and when they went there, they didn't have the ability to teach their children, that generations were lost. Today, Allah has blessed us with maktabs everywhere. Everywhere in our area, we'll have one main maktab. Sometimes in the homes, there's maktabs. If you go to Springo Hills, there's maktabs in the masjid, maktab in the homes. Springo Rail is a maktab. In our locations, there are maktabs. It's just in our halka of Springo, how many maktabs? And in South America, when the ulama ikram, when they first, there was not one maktab teaching the children the deen, the foundations of our deen. How to appreciate this maktab, worrying about our children, our grandchildren, attending maktab every day, on time, at home when they come, worrying about teaching them, listening to them, preparing them for the next day, with worry and concern that this is going to save my children after I leave this world. Every one of us has this one worry. And when I leave this world, what will happen to my children? But that worry is not linked to deen. That worry is linked to the dunya. Have I left enough sufficient for my children to remain with wealth, my grandchildren to remain with wealth? How many of us are worried that when my children leave the world, how will they continue? What will be their condition in akhirat? So the legacy of deen to remain in our family is found through this maktab. Constant effort, worry and concern. Every one of us has to have our grandchildren, our children are in maktab. And we have to have this worry that there should not be one child in our whole area who is not attending the maktab. Because that one child without iman, without the maktab education, can be a means of causing harm to the whole community. And every child having the maktab education, having iman, can be a means of benefit to the whole community. So the second worry, which they didn't have, no maktab established. The first maktabs were established in the last 20, 25 years, when the ulama of South Africa went and established makatib there. We were in Paraguay, we met one brother, Afghani brother, he's there for about 9 months. A refugee from after the war in Afghanistan, he left. Allah Ta'ala made it such. We're walking on the street. We saw a man standing outside his house. We can't recognize the Muslim, him and his son. As we approached, he called us. We went close. He speaks English. We started speaking to him. His name was Mustafa. I'm from Afghanistan. I'm here 9 months. I have no job. But he's speaking Spanish in 9 months. Already speaking Spanish. Alhamdulillah, we linked him to the masjid. He also was going to another masjid, linked him to a masjid closer to him. Then he spent time with us also. What the worry and concern is, heart is, I have 6 children. Who is going to teach them? There's no biggest city of Paraguay, Asunción, the capital. There's no, not one maktab for any of the children there. This is one outsider, one foreigner with 6 children, worried about how my children are going to learn. There's no ulamaya. I went to the imam of the masjid. Not much concern for the well-being of my children, for the imani well-being of my children. Like this year, there. This is one example which we met. How many hundreds of children there of Arab background, Pakistani, Indian, Afghani background, local Paraguayan Muslims, their children, no foundation of maktab. What will happen to one generation? Father has worried, father may try to make some arrangement. Our ulama who are there in Paraguay are 6 hours away by bus. They only can reach them probably in the weekend and only probably for a few hours. Every weekend they won't make it to. The worry and concern how maktab can be established. When the effort of deen will take place, worry will come in a person that I got children. Just as my iman is important, the iman of my children is important. So this second aspect which you have to worry, which was not found in South America and is found to a very little extent currently, is the worry about maktab, the maktab of our children. The third aspect which, especially in our area, we have to appreciate is the number of huffaz and ulama. Probably in the whole of Paraguay, there are 2 South African ulama and 1 Bangladeshi alim. In the whole of Paraguay. Paraguay is a country, small country. Whole of Paraguay, only 6 places of salah, probably only 3 ulama in the whole country. From one end to the other of the country is probably maybe it's probably bigger than KwaZulu-Natal. We travel 6 hours one direction, another 5 hours, so probably bigger than KwaZulu-Natal. But only 3 ulama in the whole country, and all are based in one city. That appreciation of ulama, we have how many ulama in our midst, in our locality, maybe more than 80 ulama. What ta'aluk do we have with the ulama? How much are we benefiting from ulama? How much are we taking the deen from our ulama? Or we are just complacent whatever we learned before and just following. We are, many of us are businessmen. Our business according to Shariat. Is our home according to Shariat? Is our weddings according to Shariat? Our janazah according to Shariat? The ulama are there for us to benefit from them. We will take benefit from them, our deen will come correct. If we will just continue as we are, then we will be taken to task because we had the ability, we had the facility to learn, but we didn't make the effort. So appreciate ulama, appreciate huffaz. Maybe up to 200 or more huffaz, just in our area. For South America this year, 40 huffaz from South Africa and Mozambique went to read Taraweeh Salah. If they did not go, there will be no Taraweeh Salah, no Khatmul Quran. Some masjid we went to, no Khatmul Quran. The only areas where the Khatmul Quran are those who are linked to the madaris of South Africa, or those who have established them, they're reading. Young boys just became baligh, just became hafiz, they are reading the Taraweeh Salah. No one has to read Taraweeh Salah. So that the Khatmul Quran in Ramadan, what a bounty of Allah it is. Taraweeh Salah in Ramadan, 20 rakat, what a bounty of Allah is. If you're not appreciated, Allah can take it away. Another very important aspect is halal and haram. Years and years of effort is taking place, but it has not entered the hearts of the people there, the importance of halal and haram. People who are linked to deen, doing the effort of deen also, they bring items to you which are not halal. The worry and concern, Brazil is 7 times the size of South Africa. From one end to the other end is 8-hour flight. In the whole of Brazil is 1 halal butchery. Worry and concern for halal is not found. Allah Ta'ala blessed us. How much ability, how much facilities we have for halal meat. How much facilities we have, how much worry and concern the ulama, the foundation are making for halal and haram. But it's not found there. These are all bounties. I'm just reiterating the bounties which we are appreciating, which we can appreciate, which the others don't have the ability to appreciate. Not found. So respected Allah and brothers, masjid. How many? In our area we have 3 masjids. For us to go to the masjid is walking distance. In Paraguay there's one brother, one single Muslim brother, who lives in a place known as Conception. His name is Zuhaib, he's from Pakistan. He is one single Muslim in a whole city. And the closest place for Salah is 4 hours away, is a small Musalla. For him to read Jummah in Jamaat, he has to travel 4 hours by bus. He'll have to leave after Fajr to reach there in time. One single Muslim in one city, closest place for Salah, Jamaat Salah, is 4 hours away. Allah blessed us, walking distance, 3 masjids. If you not appreciate a masjid, Allah will take the masjid away from us. If you not appreciate Salatul Jamaat, Allah will take it away from us. Salatul Jamaat is a rare. Some things we see in our country, topi, kurta, is like common. Person doesn't wear feet out of place. You walk in the streets of Brazil and Paraguay, you look strange. People stop their cars on the road. People take out their phone. People, they are amazed. Who are these people? Where are they from? You read Salah in a park, they are amazed. What are the people doing? It's become normal for us. But because of our environment, the mahol, we are all at the moment moving on the mahol environment. Let us come out of the mahol, see whether the same amount of level of iman and deen is in our life. If we not make concerted effort on our iman, to make our imans on others, when we are out of this environment, what will be the condition of our deen? My respected elders and brothers, time is up. It's not possible in a short time to give karguzari of a long time in a part of Allah or a continent. But just one message which we felt a lot in our heart at that time is that if we not appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given us, Allah Ta'ala can take it away from us. And we have seen it there. Those are the best of people. The families are the best of the people. But when they did not appreciate the bounties of Iman and Amal, Allah Ta'ala took it away from them. Alhamdulillah, there is some effort taking place now through the efforts of Tabligh. Many jamaats are going there. The efforts of the ulama that have migrated there. Many efforts are taking place. There is some revival. But it's a long way to go. We should first, our elders, one of our elders from this area taught me once. He said, we may not be able to go everywhere. But sitting in our place, without moving our tongue, can do three things. First is we can make niyat. Through Allah, you accept me, accept my family, to make an effort in those parts of the world where the effort is required most. We can think of South America, other parts of the world also, you know, within our country. Second is worry and concern, fikr in our heart, without moving our tongue, with fikr, well, have fikr in our heart, that what is the condition of our Muslim believers, Muslim people, those families of Sahaba, what is the condition, worry and concern. And the third is dua. Minimum we can make is dua. And every day we take our time to make dua for ourselves, for the people in our country, taking the names of people of those countries also. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Man asbaha la yahtamma lil muslimina falaysa minhum. The one who wakes up in the morning, not having concern for the believers, is not from amongst them. So this worry and concern every day, together with this, out of shukr for these bounties, let us take our time to go in the path of Allah, make an effort to strive in the path of Allah, within our country, around the whole world, for the sake of our iman remaining strong. And for the sake